The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to another episode of the World's Team on Blogging the Boys Network in partnership with SB Nation. I am Meg Murray, and I'm joined today by Paul Stewart. He's back in the house. Welcome, Paul.
Woohoo! I'm back. What's happening?
Oh, you know, a lot, actually. But first and foremost, it's St. Paddy's Day at the time of this recording, so happy St. Paddy's to everybody. I hope you had a great night and were responsible and a little bit irresponsible.
Yep. Let the Guinness flow through your veins and have the Irish whiskey set to your side.
What do people in Scotland do for St. Paddy's? Just enjoy it like everybody else or kind of?
I'll be perfectly honest. We don't go as mental as you guys. We don't do parades and that. We'll just wear the Irish hats and wear the beards and just go to the bar and that's it. But we don't do the parades or anything like that. Like, I think it's because there's definitely a divide in particularly in Scotland, because you've got Catholics and Protestants. Like, they're kind of one side of them will be like anti this, anti that. They're really against St. Paddy's because they just don't like Irish, apparently. So, but anyway.
I mean, weird. That's kind of like what we talked about, and you're going to go do this tomorrow, not necessarily this game, but you know, the Celtic and the Rangers. We've talked about.
Yes,
there's a good divide in this city.
There's a big massive divide. So but ironically, tomorrow it's the two Irish sides in Scotland, Celtic and Hibernian are playing tomorrow. So they've both got very highly Celtic connections. So they do,
and they did it on St. Paddy's weekend. Look at that. You think they thought of that ahead of time?
I find they did that on purpose just to annoy people. and I'm all for it.
We also managed, or I should say I managed to forget that it's every time daylight savings time happens here, it doesn't happen for you guys for like, what, another 2 weeks?
Daylight savings?
Wait, we're the weirdos. I thought you guys changed your clocks too.
Oh yeah, we do change our clocks, yeah. But I have no idea when we do change them, to be perfectly honest. You just stopped me in a pure blank moment of space there.
You're good. Honestly, people, like on Sunday, someone was like, "Oh yeah, the clocks changed," and I was like, "They did?" I forgot then, and I also forgot this week when it affected us, so that was fun.
So it was either going to be a 5-hour time difference or a 7-hour time difference, not the usual 6.
Yes, yeah. We'll you know, the two of us will have to figure that out. I'll give you my times from now on. I thought I was so smart earlier. I gave him like, I was like, we'll record at 4 my time, which means 10 your time, because I thought it was 6 hours. And I was wrong. So
yeah, because I was literally in the middle of in a bath.
And I was taking care of that hygiene.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, my goodness.
Good stuff.
Speaking of taking care of things, the Cowboys made a lot of moves this week. We won't dwell too much on the ones that happened earlier in the week, just because those have been talked about a bunch. But I do need to get your thoughts still, no matter what.
I'm obviously gutted that Zeke's gone, like, sentimental-wise, because I had the opportunity to meet Zeke back in 2018 at the Star, and he actually, like, really got he got to know me, like, in a short conversation, like, was really intrigued that there was American football in the UK, and I played football and stuff like that, and he's just such a lovely guy, and I've always had a big, like, big fan of admiration for Zeke. So for me, it's a lot more personal. I get it, it's business. I get that. But at the same time, I'm just like, I wish he was just going to be a Cowboy forever, to be honest, you know?
Yeah, that's one of those things, like, we kind of knew that that contract wasn't going to, you know, finish itself out and all that good stuff. But, you know, right over there?
Yeah, Arnie decided just to kind of, like, fall over there.
Get in your business. Yeah. But, you know, so we kind of, it was a little bit writing on the wall. Everyone was like, it's too expensive going forward for production, blah, 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 blah. I kind of, like, in the back of my head, I was like, if he could restructure this, like, maybe we could make this work.
That's what I was hoping for. But it now leaves a big question in terms to Tony Pollard, right? So he's only on the franchise tag right now. And we don't even know if he's going to play a full season.
Yeah,
so it's quite concerning.
That's what's crazy to me. So it's something that I noticed, and I put it up on Blogging Boys, so if you saw it, then good for you. But Emmitt Smith made a comment on the Dallas Cowboys post about Zeke. And you'll have to excuse me because there's a couple typos in here, so I'll try to suss it out as best I can. But he said, "Wow, this is amazing to be, no disrespect to Malik Davis, our starting running back is gone, and his backup has a broken leg. The NFL stands for not long, or stands for not for long." There you go.
Yeah.
"Everyone else, go get your money because they have no love for you. It don't make sense. And this is one of those things that makes you shake your head. Thank you, Z, for all, for giving everything you have, including playing injured all of last year. This is why the NFL stands for not the law. Everybody else get your money because they have no love for you."
Yeah. This just sparked in my brain. When do you recall a player, any player, that's actually went the full out duration of their contract, of a big money contract? Like, 9 times out of 10, it's always been restructured or they're getting traded away. Like, you ever noticed that?
Yeah. I was almost would you say Witten maybe? But then he went to the Raiders, so.
Yeah, because the reason I'm saying that, it just feels like, especially within the Cowboys right now, it's like, what is the point offering these contracts if we're never going to honor them?
I think it's more to kick something down the road in a way. But I don't think there's a lot of people that think that they're going to ride out the entirety of a contract and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being realistic about things. But did we ever think that Zeke was going to retire as a Cowboy? Likely not, unless something, you know, really bad happened. But yeah, it does suck.
If you were to ask for that question at the start of last season, I thought Zeke would have been the Cowboy for life. But
I think he would like to be, that's for sure.
I know he definitely wanted to be. And I know quite a lot of the players. I know Jerry said he would love to have him as a Cowboy for life. But
yeah,
when it comes to this is what I hate, is the salary cap makes you have to make really bad, really hard decisions. So, but when it comes to, like, so Tony Pollard now, it's like, he's on the franchise tag. We need to get him signed up to a longer term deal now, if that's the case, like, and cancel out this franchise tag. I think it's like before June 1st or something that we need to try and get something negotiated or something.
Yeah.
But if we don't, the only player that we've got, and like you just mentioned, is Malik Davis. And we're now will have to draft extensively for running back. Whether it's going to be Bijan Robinson from Texas in the first round, which I don't, to be perfectly honest, I don't want that pick because I don't want to draft another high value running back again, because we're seeing teams now, like the bloody Eagles and Kansas City, have like a running back by committee, like type of scenario, and they're taking up the least amount of cap space in the team, and they're still producing good numbers. So I don't see the need now to, why do we need to draft a higher, like high up for a running back when we can have more desperate needs like defensive interior tackle or like another linebacker or something like that. So I know, I'm spitballing here.
No, I know. That's, it's one of those things, and you can, Carmen Vitale came on our podcast, Girls Talking Boys, on Friday, and we did kind of talk about it a little bit, but yeah, it seems the league is kind of, it's cyclical. A lot of the league is doing a lot of running back by committee too. So it's one of those things, you opened up this cap space, but I hope they actually like make a move in free agency. I do like the Stephon Gilmore move.
Yes, I freaking love that move. I love that move. I know it's only like a 1 year deal, but with his experience, what he can do for the younger guys in the cornerback position, like even help out Diggs, take the pressure off him a little bit as well. I love this move. Like, we tried to get him previous years, but now we've got him now. So I'm very happy with that. I still think we will probably draft in our corner some point late in the later rounds in the draft. I don't see, I'm kind of preempting here. I don't see Kelvin Joseph being part of the Cowboys' plans. That's my prediction, because the way how things are kind of went for him and stuff like that, and he's not done himself any favors, like hitting the kick return and stuff like that, and special teams. I mean, that's really bad rookie mistakes. So it's but and the other ones as well, like the players that we've retained, LVE, massive boost for the Cowboys. So
remember when they were like acting like they weren't going to be able to do that?
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It got me really worried. Like, when I was in the other side of the world, I was on Twitter just looking away, and I'm actually like, oh, man, I have my doubts. I have my doubts. And I just saw the contract he was saying. I was like, Eureka. I was, Arnie, go away. Sorry, Arnie's just interrupted me there. And also, we've got like a Terrence Steele coming back, which is great. Donovan Wilson, which is a massive, who's pretty much our leading tackler within the team as well. So we've got our two big hitters in terms of leading the tackles for the team, which is LVE and Donovan Wilson. Coming back. So we cannot complain in terms of that.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited about that. I think they did a really good job with those moves that they've made this week. Especially like you were saying, the Stephon Gilmore one. What hurt us a lot last year was not having depth at corner. So
yep.
Do that and draft one. Like, I'm so in for that. I'm not sure what they're gonna do with Kelvin Joseph. They might just carry him.
It's a tough one.
Like, yeah, well, we'll see what they end up doing with that. But either way, I'm excited to see that.
Same, Yeah, it's the same with Nashawn Wright. If Nashawn Wright can build up his physicality a bit more, he will be a good cornerback, but he just lacks the physicality a little bit. But I'm very, but it's still what we're on day three now, going into free agency and trades and stuff like that now, and it's just pandemonium right now. We're seeing moves all over the place right now, and yeah. we don't even know in terms of the whole rumors with the DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham and stuff like that. So it's still up in water right now. We don't know what's happening. So within the next hour or so, we may actually have an announcement. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, so if this ages poorly, I'm sorry. But also, there were, let's see, we did CJ Goodwin on Thursday, which yep. I thought that was a great one to get a one-year contract from too. And then Cooper Rush is going to be back. Yes. Two-year, $6 million deal.
So I think that now kills the void of drafting a quarterback in the later rounds. I think that kind of kills the question, do we need to cite the whole rumors about Max Duggan from TCU and stuff like that. I think we don't necessarily need to worry about drafting a quarterback. We'll probably get some guy undrafted or something like that, like to give more competition towards Will Greer or something like that. But I don't see us drafting one now. I think we'll be more drafting more actual need and best players available. And one of the positions we don't necessarily need to worry about now is quarterback, well, backup quarterback anymore.
Yeah, it definitely alleviates pressure on that situation. So that's and we hate them going in thinking they have to do certain things that just makes them make dumb decisions. So we like to see that. Plus, like, I think you and I were saying that we thought he would go to the Chargers because of Kellen.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much so.
But Kellen made the point that like with the Austin Eckler situation, maybe the Chargers take Zeke.
That's a good shout, actually.
I don't know what
their
cap situation is.
But I don't think Kellen would utilize Zeke. He never utilized them properly, so why would he bring them over?
I don't know.
But Kellen be Kellen, on yourself.
Either way, I'm excited to have Cooper back. It's just good reassurance that even if there's like times when Dak is, you know, hopefully not out by injury, but if he needs a break or something, we have Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Not to bring a wee damper into the show. No. I am a bit gutted that we did miss out on Connor McGovern, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because we now do need to draft either another tackle or another guard. Like,
everyone
at least if there's the one saying that you can never have enough O-line, more than like the more O-line you've got, the better you can have. So,
I mean, you and I agree on this. I think I got somehow looped into a thread, probably because I did respond to it, but just like obviously that, I mean, they weren't saying don't draft one, they were just like, it's not in the biggest glaring need, and I'm like, I just feel like you're wrong, but I'm not going to argue on the internet today because I don't feel like it.
But I will come back with the plus side now is Tyron Smith's restructured contract. I do like how that's been kind of restructured in a way. It's more of a, you get paid if you're on the field essentially now, because we know how injury, like how much time, like, well, Tyron Smith's never played a full season in the past, what, 6-7 years now?
I thought you were saying Tyler Smith. I was like, when did he restart?
No, Tyron. Tyron. Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, so Tyron Smith, contract got restructured. You could see it as team friendly, but I think it's more of a why, like, not to sound harsh and Tyron, but when he's on the field, great, but he's not played a full season in like 6 or 7 years, and the Cowboys are now taking notice of that. So he's getting paid when he's pretty much on the field, pretty much.
Yeah.
in summary, pretty much.
Yeah. It's one of those things where he is just, he's still your all pro line, like offensive lineman. Like, it's just, it's a respect deal and it's a please be on the field deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Tyron's still getting paid his money. It's just a matter of how he's getting paid it more. Like, and it's protecting the Cowboys a lot more as well. So, but in terms of the draft, we definitely need more O-line. We definitely need or free agency. If there's any O-line out there, like, can fit a void, like, it's not going to cost too much in contracts, then sign me up. I'll take them.
I think we're the O-line alarmist podcast here.
Yeah, and I think with our new offensive lineman coach, he wants to get as many new bodies in to get under our new scheme as well. Like, he doesn't want to be shorthanded of offensive linemen, so the more he's got available to him, the more he can actually get out of him, I think.
Yeah, and do you feel like Connor McGovern's a good fit in Buffalo?
I'm actually quite surprised about that, to be honest. I didn't think he would go to Buffalo. I thought he may have kind of went to, I don't know, like Miami and join Connor Williams or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or go to Tampa Bay because they're desperate need for guards. So I was quite surprised with Buffalo, but I suppose he sees it in a way where being in the AFC, Buffalo have a really good chance of making the championships and stuff like that. So he's chasing after that. Like, he's not taking on a massive contract, but he's going up there to kind of with the expectation to win championships. So I don't blame him in that regard.
Yeah, it would be hard to go from the Cowboys to like a Bucks team that is in a serious rebuild situation, in my opinion.
Like he would have got
good pieces, obviously, but like there's a lot. Yeah.
Because the reason I say that is like, because like, so your Miami and your Bucks and all these other teams, they would have easily paid a lot more for McGovern. Because when you look at the contract, it's actually very reasonable. Quite a lot of these teams would have been over the moon with that contract, but Buffalo basically gave him pretty much like just above, like, not a substantial amount of money towards him, but nice enough for him to kind of be a veteran and stuff like that. But it's basically it's his actual value right now. But other teams would probably paid over the odds for him. And he's going to Buffalo. He's under Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, etc. So he's under a good offense, and likely chances are they're going to be contenders for next year.
Yeah, I mean, as much crap as I've talked about the Bills lately, I should probably leave it at, you know, they probably are going to make a run for it. And love that for them. But, gosh, I was just trying to make sure we didn't miss anything important. We, of course, last week I promised that we were going to do a mock draft, but the way that this entire day has gotten away from us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, did we not say it wouldn't be the week? No. I think we said it was not the week that I come back, but it'll be the week after. So
when I had Mike on, I was like, definitely next week. Sure.
No. It was definitely the week after I come back.
Completely forgot that this was actually St. Patty's Day that we were recording, and it's a whole hot mess. For me, so that's on me, and I'll get my thing together next week, and maybe we'll even have Mike come back and do it with us. That could be fun.
Ooh, that's a good show, actually.
He was I think he wanted to come back for it too, so I was like, that'll be perfect.
You know what? Yeah, honestly, the man is like living in and breathing. Oh, honestly, you just ask him one question, he'll give you a whole stat line. Where they were born, what did they do last night, what did they have for dinner? Like, he will know everything. Like, it's scary. And he's doing this from my neck of the woods. He's not in Texas doing this. Yeah. He's doing it all based on web research and video. It's crazy. Impressive.
Well, we'll get that organized for you guys next week and really get that done so I can get my research on. But is there anything else that you wanted to sound off on real quick before we go enjoy a little Paddy's Day?
Not top of my head, but I'll tell you what has been your most surprising free agency signing so far?
For the Cowboys?
Just for anyone, just in general.
Oh God. I actually don't know. I was like, this is bad podcasting on my part. I can't think of anything other than us. I've been paying attention. I think the way that I talked about this earlier, so it's top of mind, but the way that the Bears are structuring their defense is not surprising, but interesting and kind of fun to watch because they have a lot of capital to deal with.
Yeah, I think the most interesting one for me is Jimmy G reuniting with McDaniels at the Raiders. I think that's quite interesting.
Yes, actually, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see the return of Jimmy G next season, how that goes.
Yeah, and we're still waiting the announcement of Aaron Rodgers moving to either it's the Jets or retirement.
It's got to be the Jets.
It has to be.
It's definitely not. He's not saying it's the Packers, that's for sure, but...
Oh no, definitely. He's pretty much said his goodbyes. He's all like, he is gone.
And well, because we talked in the during the season, and I was like, honestly, the Jets are a quarterback away from making a push, and so I stipulated like maybe Tom Brady would want to go there, but he retired. So we'll see what Aaron ends up doing. I thought it was a done deal, honestly, the way people have been talking about it. So we'll see.
Wait and see. Yep, just need to wait and see.
All right, well, let's talk all things free agency online. Hit me up at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter. And Paul, you are?
I am P. Stu on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. And for all things free agency, Cowboys, and all that good stuff, you can check us out at bloggingtheboys.com. Also, listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell us how much you love Paul's new smile.
Ka-ching.
If you haven't seen it, go like it on Instagram. We will catch you guys next week. Go Cowboys, baby.
Dallas forever, Philly forever.
Birds aren't real.